This is WUWM. I'm Ayan Silver. Around Wisconsin and in Milwaukee County, there's been a racial disparity in vaccination rates. As of Friday, 10% of white Wisconsinites had been vaccinated, compared to just 3% of black and Hispanic residents. The state is honing in on some ways it can change that. Wisconsin's Legislative Black Caucus held a town hall on Zoom Monday. Karen Timberlake, interim secretary of the State Department of Health Services, laid out some possible reasons for the disparities.
I think it is a reasonable hypothesis that we maybe have white people overrepresented in healthcare workers as compared to people from other backgrounds.
Healthcare workers were among those near the front of the line for getting the vaccine. Timberlake adds another possible reason for the disparity, the fact that older residents also were near the front of the line. She says Wisconsin's older population is more heavily white. And she says there is systemic racism, disparities in where good healthcare infrastructure is in the state, and whether the state is making good information available to the public. Dr. Tito Izzard agrees there's disproportionately few Black American physicians in Wisconsin. He runs the MLK Heritage Health Center and was a health expert at the town hall. Izzard also says the initial rollout of the vaccine considered equality, not equity, meaning it hadn't considered factors that make Black and brown communities socially vulnerable. He says that's starting to change.
And Secretary Timberlake has mentioned now the corrections that are being made by looking at the social vulnerable index formula and such. I just would encourage, because it's still not clear to me yet whether the SVI actually, because it considers things like housing and poverty, but it's not certain whether it actually includes the disproportionate hospitalization or mortality of ethnic minority populations. Is that specifically in the SVI formula? So that would be one thing to look at.
Izzard also says, at least initially, the vaccine rollout failed to account for disparities in access to transportation and technology. He says no one should be talking about vaccine hesitancy at this point, because right now there's an abundance of African Americans who want to be vaccinated. Izzard says a conversation may arise in the springtime, once all the initial people who want to be vaccinated receive the vaccine, and when later groups interpret that first wave's experience. Timberlake, the interim health secretary, says the state is noting the disparities in vaccine rates and is taking action.
We're not looking for disparities just to say, well, I guess that, you know, we have a disparity and you know, move along and not change anything. We need to use this data to cause us to ask ourselves, what can we be doing differently and better at a state level? What can we be doing differently and better with our local partners to close gaps and make sure we get this vaccine out absolutely everywhere?
Timberlake says the state is working to make sure all federally qualified health centers, free clinics, and tribal health clinics get 100% of the vaccine that they've requested.
As you heard me say, when you've got the potential to give 300,000 shots in a week and we can only give out 90,000 doses, you can well imagine that there are a lot of people who ask for a much greater allocation than we are able to give. Given the communities that these types of vaccinators serve, we feel that it's really an important strategy to promote equity to continue to make sure we can meet their full allocation requests.
Timberlake says she's been pleased with the state's network of nearly 1,000 vaccinators, entities that distribute the vaccine. And she adds that the state also has mobile vaccination units.
And so communities across the state are able to request a National Guard-supported mobile vaccination team that can help us even further extend availability of vaccine into a neighborhood, say in the city of Milwaukee, or into a part of a county that is more rural, where folks would have to drive a very long way to get to what would otherwise be another place to get the vaccine.
The state will provide funding for neighborhood organizations to help deliver facts and dispel myths about the vaccine. It will also push additional outreach dollars to organizations with which it already has contracts. Maayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.